listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Trends with Dave and Friends. Here we are every single Sunday, every beautiful Sunday from 1 to 2 right here on latalkradio.com, the best internet talk station in the world. How's it going, everybody? Today is once again another beautiful Sunday full of opportunity, excitement, life, and enjoyment. This is what we try to do here at Teen Trends. We love life and we enjoy every single moment because why not? Simply because we can. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. A new feature on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends is to invite musicians to have their music heard on my show. It's a great way to get your music out there on the radio. So if you would like to be a sponsor and get heard, please email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Email me your name, the name of your band, and a song with a file attachment. It has to be an MP3 file, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know. I do this because I understand how hard it is to get heard. I'm a musician myself. I understand how difficult it is to put the music out there, put it in a place where people will actually listen. And if you're listening to Teen Trends, if you're listening to LA Talk Radio, you're forced to listen. You don't have a choice. Not only that, but you want to listen. So email me all that stuff and we'll talk and I'll get you on the air. My in-studio guests today are Kevin.
That's me.
We got Xander, who is a new addition to the Teen Trends Posse.
How do you do?
And of course, the lovely Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in the studio today, all you guys. It is always a pleasure.
Indeed.
Nice to be here.
You know what? You're just so mean.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. Today on the show, we're gonna start off with just talking about on Teen Trends we always promote finding your true self. We always promote not having to be fake, just being who you truly are, and being a positive influence on yourself and other people. Being real.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah. So we're going to start off the show with just a little intro of how to kind of find yourself through the people you admire, right? We all have people that we admire. We all have people who we look up to. When I say admire, I mean, see things within other human beings that either we wish we acquired or we think that like makes them an honorable or courageous person or an admirable person. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kevin.
Yes.
Who do you admire?
That is a toughie. I would have to say that one of my most admirable people throughout my life so far is probably been Mr. Cohen, my music teacher.
Oh, that's cute.
He has not only been my private bass teacher for three or four years, he has also been my school teacher, school music teacher, as well as a friend. I've known him more than on a teacher level, and he's someone who really looks at the world in a positive way, and he likes to put that out there and try to do his best and do what he can.
That's really cool. Is that why? What specifically is it that you admire within him?
I would say that. He's a very open-minded thinker, kind of dreamer kind of guy.
Individual.
And, that is who I would say I admire. He's a great bass player and a good person.
Sounds cool.
That's cool. So basically, the aspect of the show, I was just using Kevin as an example, then we'll get to Xander and Doc Michelle. But what the point is for everybody that's listening, take that person that you admire, and as Kevin talked about, like, how, you know, he views the world through a positive eye, you know, he's open-minded, stuff like that, take aspects of that person. I'm not saying become that person, because then you're not being true to yourself, you're becoming somebody else.
Yep.
What I'm saying is, if you want to elevate consciousness, or elevate who you are, and you admire positive things within other people, take those aspects that you have learned from those people and apply them to your life. You know, just because you admire a person doesn't mean become that person. It means, you know, use aspects of what you admire throughout that person and, you know, apply them to you. Change you in, you know, some way, in a positive way, to, you know, to be a positive influence on yourself. You know, use the aspect to be a positive influence on yourself. Xander!
I want to add something real quick. What about negative things about other people? Maybe something, mistakes,
like
or
something
traits
you, don't
you dislike.
Be.
Maybe somebody who is somewhat angry.
Right.
That's a really good point.
No, that is. I think that kind of ties into the idea of, you know, certain aspects of a person. You know, like, not everybody is perfect.
Not positive is what I'm saying. Something that can better yourself. It may not be, like, somebody who you just... I greatly admire my father, for instance. Like, any child usually does.
Right.
It's not abnormal.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, right?
How nice. How refreshing.
Yeah. I admire him greatly. He's a fantastic human being for the reasons that he's just on point all the time. When something needs to be done, it gets done. There is nothing that gets in his way. If it does get in his way, it's when the foot comes down, he grabs the foot and throws it off him. He doesn't get beaten only because he chooses not to be beaten.
Right.
So, and also, things that may have been talking about on this show, like spiritual stuff or anything, he does not actually believe in, but he does research on, and he researches things that he does not believe in just to see if he can prove himself wrong.
Right.
I have a feeling it's a little like he doesn't want to be proved wrong by anybody, but you know, that means he's always ready for the unexpected, and I greatly admire that. But in other cases, like with other people, I don't know. I didn't prepare my thoughts on this one. This one kind of just popped up in my head.
No,
that's what it's about, though. You know, it's about just like saying how you feel and being straight.
Going with it.
No preparation needed.
So like the negative thing, like just negative traits about people that you wish you don't have, so you greatly better yourself in that way. Maybe, like, my older brother has made some mistakes in his life.
Right.
Not abnormal again.
What kind of mistakes?
Dabbled in drugs, maybe just things.
Just, you know, like certain things that teenagers experience within their teenage experience.
And tried some things out of line. You know, maybe just...
Yeah.
Spill the beans.
Come on,
Xander, spill the beans.
I mean, it's lessons he had to learn that now I don't have to learn.
Right.
Because now he went through all this, and yet I was not on the front stage of learning this. I was not in the spotlight or one of the contenders.
You're in the audience.
I'm in the audience, and after watching a movie or a play, a Shakespearean play, you're like, wow, I can really relate on to... how Romeo and Juliet, they just... Now I learn that love is really important, but also don't drink the poison, dog.
Wow, that's profound, man.
No. I really... That was
beautiful.
That was beautiful. No, so I see what you're saying, because when you first started out, I was a little skeptical on, you know... I wasn't quite sure what you were talking about like, negative... like admiring aspects. Negative aspects. But no, I completely see what you're saying. So basically what you're saying is using people that you admire, using their negative experiences to understand and almost to teach you, you don't have to go through these negative experiences because you see the outcome, you understand it.
Yeah, and yeah. Also just on the point of bettering yourself, that's how I can better myself through them. I mean, I love my brother just as much as I love my father. He's
right.
Also one of those top guys I look up to.
Right.
But
totally.
That's what I
learned from not only your mistakes but other people's as well.
Exactly.
Right. I feel you.
That's true.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a great point though, Xander. Awesome.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna quote that.
I like that.
The Shakespeare. Life is a stage and we're all merely players.
You may not be a player. You can be the audience. There's nothing you're missing out on except for the backstage, which sometimes you don't need to watch.
That's right.
Why it's behind the stage. You don't need to see it.
It's a bunch of people with microphones moving couches.
Oh, right. And also, just a little throw on the dabble here. I want to say, I mean, we looked at the positive side. That's why I wanted to throw a twist and look at
the negative side.
Because how I see it is there is not – you can't just look at a positive side and that's the end
Without
of the story.
Without even considering the negative side.
There will always be a negative side. Yeah. You must always consider the negative side. And you know what? It may be called the negative side, but you'll learn things from it.
It'll
end up positive if you make it that way.
Right.
If you
choose
to learn.
Completely.
Otherwise, you're neglecting something negative. It's neglecting something nonetheless, and it's going to end up that way.
Kind of like as we talk about in Teen Trends, everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction.
That's right.
And with that, you know, opposite and equal, you know, is negative and positive. And if you consider the negative, you also have to consider the positive to be in an equilibrium with the situation. And then you make it what it is. That is what choice is. That is what conscious thought is. That whole thing. Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
Who do you admire most?
Well, I admire all you young men right here. Let me just say. What you were just saying, you know, you're talking about positive and negative. You're talking about yin yang. And you know what, Xander? You have the Eastern thing going on about checking out the negative. So we call supposedly negative yin yang the positive
thing.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
Whatever. It doesn't. Exactly. You look at it. You know, what would we? How would we find beauty if we didn't know ugly? How would we find, you know what I'm saying? So you got the yin yang thing going on, and you appreciate things that aren't right or get maybe, you know, destructive forces or maybe, but you look at them as lessons, and that's moves me into the point of someone who is one of my favorite teachers, one of my inspirational teachers, and you know, it's just he's been around for a really long time.
Who's this?
Dr. Wayne Dyer. I mean,
Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, you see him on PBS all the time.
Elaborate on him. I have no idea who this man is.
He's comes from a more spiritual, grounded base rather than religious. And what he talks about basically is I'm reading the book right now. It's change your thoughts, change your life, basically. That's what it is.
Very cool.
It's about positive affirmations. It's about the way you live your life. It's about the way you think. It's about balancing, like you said, Xander, positive and negative. And the other person who I think is really a great influence on me was the late psychiatrist Dr. David Viscott. He had a radio and TV show as well where he gave advice to people. He was a medical doctor, but he also worked with a lot of psychiatric patients.
Okay.
And he taught me years ago patience with not patience with a T, but having patience with other people.
Right.
Right. And also having being open-minded and helping people as much as you can and loving them. The principles of spirituality, which embrace love, which embrace kindness, which embrace removing the ego of the therapist.
Totally.
Getting your own stuff out. Don't project any of your own stuff. So that is my, you know, those are heroes of mine.
Totally. I was going to say, you know, because like when you are a therapist, and this is Dr. Michelle, this is why I admire you very much. I really admire you.
Thank you.
As a human being, for what you do, just like who you are. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, if you stand in a room with this woman, you feel her loving, compassionate energy just fill you up. It fills you up, and it's
thank
beautiful.
You.
There's just love in this office.
Right?
Just love.
Yeah, dude, we're in an office with papers and a... No, I'm just playing.
I love you.
We call this one a studio. No.
This is a love studio. Welcome to the
studio
love.
Studio of love.
Apparently, there's just love flying
right?
between all of us.
No.
Vibe.
I feel it.
Off the
it's
walls.
The vibrations. So, no, but really, I really
thank
do admire you.
You.
And that is something that's really difficult with being a psychologist. You cannot have ego.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have your own ego that ties in with these other people's problems. And,
mm-mm.
you know, it won't work.
Once you do that, it's just uncomfortable. Because once you're on their level and they're like, okay, this person isn't like a therapist trying to help me. It's just someone talking to me. They're like a lot more comfortable.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
As you, as the host of Teen Trends,
indeed,
can
entity.
I ask you... Who are your role models? Who have you admired in your life?
Ah,
who do I
go.
Admire?
I mean,
there
really, really,
go.
what people or persons, musicians,
right.
spiritual figures in your
right.
life have shaped kind of your identity?
Shaped my identity. Dr. Michelle, that is a wonderful question. It's going to take a second to be completely honest. I mean, there's been multiple, you know, people within my life who I come across, who I see, you know, who I meet, and I view within them aspects which I want to obtain.
Of course.
And I admire a lot of people. I admire my dad very much so. You know, my dad, he...
Just as I did.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's not abnormal.
He has, you know, he's been through hell, he's been through heaven, like, you know, just
thick
like...
thin.
He's gone. Yeah. He's gone up and down his entire life, and he, every single time, he still comes out on top one way or another. Always has, you know, a positive attitude with things, you know, always viewing from, you know, okay, guys, you know... I'm sorry, excuse the French, but this is a good example, like, you know, like, you know, something happened would be like, you know, someone fucked up or, you know, like something messed up and, you know what, we're not going to let that get in our way, we're going to take what we have and do it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he
That's
always
great.
Comes out on top, you know, he always comes out on top. My dad's a big influence on my life. Another person who's a pretty big influence on my life is... This is terrible. I don't know his name. He's a musician. No, he's a musician. If you guys, I don't know if you know Beirut.
Oh yes.
Beirut. He.
I don't know the.
No, I don't know his name either.
I'm
no,
sorry.
No.
Sorry.
It's really cool though. He just like dropped everything and decided to travel with gypsies.
Yeah.
And
wow.
No. But he
right?
he traveled with gypsies, got on their good side, and he made music. And he traveled the world just creating this music.
That's
and
sick.
You know, doing all these things.
Interesting.
One more person who I would say I admire is, and you know, this is very controversial to some people, Chris McCandless, actually. Chris McCandless was the guy who did Into the Wild.
He was
the guy who, you know, just dropped his entire life and took a backpack and hitchhiked and did that whole thing. You know, I wouldn't so much go as far to say that it was, you know, a smart idea to do what he did, but I admire
the thought. Yeah.
I admire what he did, you know, like do his own food in today's society, like, you know, get his own food, find a place, you know, and I think that's cool. That's who I admire.
That's cool. Yeah, he's the one that was that his sister wrote the book Into the Wild,
yes,
and the movie was made
indeed.
After him, where he did perish in the frozen. Was it in Alaska? He hiked
so.
Through
yeah,
Alaska.
Alaskan.
Yeah, it was Alaska.
Yeah, it was Alaska.
But I no. So you admire his independent spirit and his
right.
ability to just live his adventures within him and,
totally.
And go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
cool.
That's,
one
know.
Thing I disagree with is his lack of a safety net. He got rid of all of his money. He took his little. He just like clothes on his back and a
right.
little backpack. I admire the journey. It was a fantastic journey. I read the book.
Right.
It was great. He really learned a lot about himself at the beginning / end.
Sure.
Because it's one of those
yeah.
books. Don't want to ruin it for anybody who wants to read it, of course.
Yeah.
But not going to agree with all the choices he made. He
me
really,
neither.
He
no,
ran
neither.
Into a few towns where they really accepted him as a person.
Right.
And they there was lady there that loved him. Right. There was a mother figure. There was like a brother figure for him there, and right. he would have fit in perfectly. But he was so bent on finding himself and leaving everybody. I don't mm-hmm. really agree with that. You can find yourself with everybody around you. It's not a problem.
That's right.
That's cool. It's kind of like what we're talking about.
So
you know? I agree.
Yeah, he... I don't know what his thoughts were, but he left nonetheless. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Right.
Well, obviously everyone's going to have their own thoughts.
They're going to be like, dude, I need my computer, bro. Dude, I have a raid tonight at 10.
I love it. I love it.
Just to remind everybody, we actually have a new feature. As I mentioned earlier, a new feature on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends to invite musicians to sponsor a show. To have their music heard on my show. And speak about that right now. Our sponsors calling in live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Let's see what he has to say. Hello, you're on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Tyler Sean Palmer, what's going on, my man?
How you doing, Dave? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man. I'm stoked.
Of course, man. I'm sorry. Is there any possible way that you could maybe block out the sound behind you or get a little bit closer to the phone so we can hear you better on the air?
Absolutely, my man. I'm actually right here. I'm down in L.A. at Felice, getting a quick bite to eat with the family. Tried to step aside. Is this any better if I come down over here?
Oh, that. You know what? That works right there.
Awesome.
So, Tyler Sean Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, is today's on-air musical sponsor. He is new upcoming artist. I've heard his music. I'm a huge fan. Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, man. I started writing tunes when I was in high school, you know, like every other kid up in the basement, or in my room. And I got to USC, and I was just living with some super talented musical geniuses, man, that were just majoring in the classical music but living the rock and roll lifestyle. And
right.
You know, I got them together and I said, what if we put together a band of these songs that I wrote while I was in high school just on my acoustic guitar, and the final orchestral rock, folk rock feel, you know, simple tunes but very instrumental, and a lot of good musical tones coming out of a lot of different instruments, and we put it together, and we're building this record that we hope can come out in September or October.
That's really cool. What's the record called?
The record's called Roots and Rambles. My good friend Dusty Black producing it, and we're going to studios between all around the LA area, between Calabasas all the way down to Orange County, just wherever we could set up our microphones and with the different musicians around and building on these tunes, and we start from scratch and just kind of layer and layer and layer until we're happy. And the song we're going to play for you today, Love Is Faith, is one of the first songs I wrote, and you'll hear the sound and the vibe we're going for with the horns and the guitars and the basses and tons of drums and organic earthy instruments. We just try and keep it as honest as possible. Go for the real sound.
That's really sick. Tyler, to be completely honest, in today's musical world, that is something that I believe we lack. With all, like,
exactly.
You know, a lot of this mainstream stuff. And I listened to this song, actually, and I started it out, and I was like, this is really dope. I was like, this is cool. And then like, you hear, like, the subtle kind of, like, you know, you'll, like, hear a horn come in really subtly, and then it starts to build a little bit. And I just, like, I found myself, like, bobbing my head, like, yeah, that's cool. And then it just, like, it goes, like, brrr, and just, like, explodes into, like, this really dope, like, no, I really, really like it. I like it a lot.
I sat my producer down and my manager down, and I said, look, we're not going mainstream, like, with no synthetic instruments, everything on the radio, you know, it's electronic and they're faking it, but to me, it's all about the bonding that we get with the other musicians. I want to give them a chance to perform and play their trombone rather than fake a trombone sound on a keyboard, you know, so we're halfway through tracking, we've already got like 70 instruments on the album, and they're all real. Everything you hear is a real sound that we created, and I'm really, really excited to say that.
That's really cool.
A little bit of variety.
I have, yeah, variety is good. Nice. I have a question for you. How long have you been playing, and how would you describe your style of music?
All right, I've been playing singing my whole life. I started off, you know, just singing like every other kid in the shower, and I picked up a guitar probably about 5 or 6 years ago now. I have a 10-piece band. It's called the Downhouse Band. They've all been playing since they were 3 years old, and they're all just so talented. So I'm really blessed to be able to work with them. As far as I describe my musical personality, you know, I just go for honesty. I write, they're all love songs, but different slices of love. You know, love is a pie, and I just try and, when I sit down and write a song, I try and focus on what aspect of love it is that's moving me, you know? So they're all love songs, but they cover love, loss, loneliness, happiness. I just try and be as much like a child as possible and keep it simple and honest, and I think that comes through. To me, artwork is just honesty, and I try and be as honest as possible, and I hope it comes through for the listener.
Very cool. Something that actually, coincidentally, this ties in with one of our beliefs on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
The whole pie.
Yeah, dude.
The whole pie.
No, we are, you know, I can speak for myself. I'm very into, like, the spiritual aspect of the human experience. Kind of like, you know, exploring different aspects of the inner self, the outer self, you know, consciousness, like third eye, that whole thing. And I've heard through, you know, multiple channelers, just to let listeners know, they're people who kind of whatever, I believe in them, they channel through like an extraterrestrial consciousness. And something that is really, really big with all channelers is love is the glue of the universe. And the idea, you know, of, you know, just like unconditional love, you know, along with other human emotions. I think it's really cool. I think what you're doing is awesome. I'm going to throw on your song right now for everybody to listen. One last thing. Can you tell us where you have gigs coming up? So when we listen and we like your music and we want to see you live, where can we see you?
All right, brother. Thanks so much for having me. I'm going to be playing a show on Fairfax August 26th at the Genghis Cohen Music Room. They've got that, it's that Chinese restaurant, but they've also got a stage and a bar room. It's all ages, $8, and I'd really, if anyone's enjoying the music, they should shoot me an email. My email is tylersean.palmer@gmail.com. I'd just love to hear what you think. You know, if you like the song, it's, you could download it at myspace.com/TylerSeanPalmer. I'm on Facebook, whatever you're on. My management, Mike Fox and Publicity, Michelle Rothman, man, they've got it all covered. So whatever website you're on, I'm sure you could find me. And if you like it, just shoot me an email. Let me know. You know, we're still building, so we're taking all feedback. And I just love to stay in touch with people that are interested. As you said, man, we're all a part of the same universe. And
for
I
sure.
try and treat everybody like my brother and just spread that good love around. So just, if you like the song, just keep me posted. Let me know what's going on in your life, and let me know what you think about the song. And let's just build this thing together and ride up that ramp.
Sounds good, man. Thank you very much for calling in. And here we are, Tyler Sean Palmer with Love is Faith. Let's check it out.
Thanks so much, brother. See you later, Dave.
See you later, man.
To the trees I lost their baby.
that, ladies and gentlemen, was Tyler Sean Palmer.
I enjoyed that.
That was a really good song. That was Tyler Sean Palmer with Love is Faith.
Nice.
That was a very happy
here
song.
On Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you want to get your music heard just like Tyler, you can be a sponsor. You can contact me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. We will help you out. We will get you heard. People will listen, and they'll love it. Once again, if you guys want to contact Tyler, you may do so. He has a MySpace, myspace.com/TylerSeanPalmer. He actually wanted everybody to email him at TylerSeanPalmer, TylerSeanPalmer@gmail.com. Tell him what you think of the song. He'd like that, as would any musician. You can also check out his Facebook, facebook.com/TylerSeanPalmer.
Good music. Good music.
Yeah. I loved it a lot.
Good stuff.
All right. What we're going to do on Teen Trends today, my friends and I were thinking, we were talking, and, you know, people have a lot, excuse my French, a lot of shit.
Excuse me, I speak French, and that was not French.
I agree with Kevin here. I'm sorry, David. I love you, but
that was not French.
That was far from French. That
excuse
was English.
Your profanity.
That was English, actually.
Okay, so really? What do you mean by that?
You guys begging on
from the,
people
from have the origins of England.
People have problems?
People have, yeah. People are, you know, they have a lot of stuff that they got to get off their chest.
Oh, yeah.
They have, you know, like, things, deep, dark secrets. Ooh. That they have. And a deep, dark secret, like a negative one, something that you're keeping in, is just, you know, that's energy that you're just keeping in your body. It's not getting filtered. You're not allowing it to, you know, flow and resonate and harmonize with your being.
Are you getting a lot of emails on Teen Trends from people asking you questions?
I am. I'm getting a lot of emails, more, you know, obviously, like, I get a lot of emails saying, like, oh, I did this, oh, I did that. But what we're going to do today on the show, you guys get a special opportunity to email me live right now on the air. TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Do it right now.
Go.
I'm going to give you guys a few minutes. I'm going to read off a few emails of previous emails that I got. And you guys email me TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com with your deepest, darkest secrets. Do it anonymously. You can put like a little funny name. Put like, you know, I don't know, something like, I did
cheated
this.
Cheated on test.
Yeah, I sincerely cheated on test. Something like that. Just for the lulz, you know, make it a little funny. Email me, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you email me with your deepest, darkest secrets, nobody will know it was you. It will be completely anonymous, and you get to say it. You get to get it out on the air for other people to hear, other people to get, and the more people that listen, the more it comes off your chest.
And
they
maybe
take,
we can help you.
They, yeah. Totally. You know, of course we'll help you. That's what we do here at Teen Trends.
Try.
But you know, you get
best.
It out of your chest. You get it off the plate. You'll be straight. We'll, you know, you'll feel a lot better. So do it. I'm gonna read off a few emails, and then I'm gonna get your
speaking
deep,
of the
dark secrets.
Names,
speaking of what?
Names in the emails. Try to keep those also anonymous. Other people that may be included.
Oh, well,
in
of
this
course,
story.
Of course,
don't,
of
don't.
Course. This is indeed an anonymous,
completely
anonymous thing. We don't want anybody like.
There are some people that want to be known.
Right.
Maybe.
Let it be known that some people want to be known.
And they reach out.
Truth. But
true
if you want to be known, you can email me, do the same thing. But I say anonymous, so you know it's your deep dark secrets. You don't want a lot of people know. And here we go. I'm gonna start out with an email, and then I'll get to your deepest, darkest secrets once my teentrendswithdave@gmail.com little mail thing goes, you've got mail. But that's on mute, so you guys can't hear it on the air. Dave.
How sad.
Dave, I've heard a lot about how important it is to grow up with a dad in your life. Do you know anything about this? I'm a 17-year-old, and my dad left my mom when I was 9. I don't hear much from my dad. He married someone else who has kids. I've been left behind, and I'm really hurt.
Aww.
Do you know about any information on dads who aren't there anymore for kids, and what does it do to them, Jess?
Tough one.
Yeah, well, Jess, I'm very sorry. My heart goes out to you. Here we go. Children who have an active father figure have fewer psychological and behavioral problems. 20-year review includes major U.S. and U.K. studies. Active father figures have a key role to play in reducing behavior problems in boys and psychological problems in young women.
So these are studies that you have read about.
These
like,
are indeed
the
studies.
Influence of dads.
Right. I got this. I got this email a few days ago from Jess, and you know I want to get professional help along with Doc Michelle in the studio.
Sure.
She is our live professional help.
Sometimes.
But yeah, no, according to a review published in the February issue of ACTA, there's some, I don't know, some UK
journal.
Journal.
In England.
In England. Yeah. And Swedish researchers have also found that regular positive contact reduces criminal behavior among children in low-income families and enhances cognitive skills like intelligence. Reasoning and language development. Mm-hmm. Children who live with both a mother and father figure also had less behavioral problems than those who just live with their mother. Dr. Michelle, help out Jess.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I think the studies, you know, that you are checking out really are, you know, they're studies, so they're going to be generalized
right.
and things like that. But what I found in my practice is, Jess, that, you know, sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of pain that goes with a separation from a dad, specifically when he doesn't pay any attention to you anymore. You said he left when you were nine. So what happens sometimes, you know, is you don't feel loved. You feel sad. You feel hurt and all that. But just my suggestion is to, you know, get all of the family support you can. Sounds
right.
like you have a good mom. Get as many friends around you. Other relatives are great, too. And know that it was not about you. I think this is one of the most common problems that I have with kids and teens and young adults whose father left them early on.
Totally.
And just, it's not about them. It's about the dad's need to explore their life and do whatever. And the dad has had problems, too, or they wouldn't have the warmth and understanding to and empathy to, you know, just leave someone like that.
Right.
So no, it's you have the love, get the support you have, talk to counselors, talk to religious leaders if you're in a church or a temple, and get the love of
right.
those people around you, and try not to keep searching for the love that you don't have from, you know, the dad. It's always hard. It's
you
always
have
difficult,
the love.
But you have love.
You
and,
do.
And, you know, sometimes we have to look at adults as they have their own stuff, too, and not to, it's very difficult, but not to try to take it so, so personally that it's
right.
about, it's an ache and it's a pain, and some adults make stupid choices
right.
that are going to last in us forever.
Right.
But that's my suggestion.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Michelle. I'm going to move on to the next email. Still waiting. I got two. We got two instant emails on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm going to answer Carly's question, and then we're going to move to the anonymous confessions. Hey, Dave.
Oh,
love your show. I hear you talk a lot about you are a very spiritual person. What does this mean? You sound really interesting, but I'm not understanding what you mean by spiritual. Thanks. Carly. Well, Carly, my idea of spirituality is Om. Yes, we all sit in circles, sing kumbaya and Om.
Bongos.
No,
that's it. Just the bongos.
Snaps. No clapping allowed.
You say, but I'm not understanding what you mean by spiritual things. Well, spiritual is the God-related science of developing and freeing the God-made innermost being. The core of us, we are all one with the universe. We have all, we are all essentially one. We are God. We are, when I refer to God, I refer to the universe. My definition of God is not just some dude floating in the sky saying, you're good, you're bad, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven. Not at all. Not at all. God is the natural flow of the universe. If it wasn't for God, aka the universe, there would not be you. We would not have this planet and the perfect alignment that all the planets are. My idea of spirituality is simply, for one, what you put out is what you get back. Not in the sense of karma, but in the sense of just like, you know, what you put out is simply what you get back. And existentialism, the idea of you control your life with your thoughts. Each thought represents a different vibrational frequency at which consciousness is at. I'm not going to get into that. If you have questions, you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Basically, Carly, you control your life with your thoughts. Everything you think, every decision you make depicts the next path that you choose to walk. I advocate the positive path. I advocate always viewing from an elevated positive standpoint, and things will go like you've never known before. Carly, hope that helps. If you or anybody else has questions, once again, you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
That was cool.
Thank you. I'm going to get into our confessions.
Confessions.
Oh, Father, I have sinned.
Here we go. Here, Dave. I've always wanted to get this off my chest, but never had an opportunity, so I'm going to seize this one. My parents are really against the idea of homosexuality, and I'm gay.
Aww.
Please tell me what I should do, and thank you for this opportunity to put it out on the table. Sincerely, gay, but not so okay.
That was creative, though.
Is that a girl or a guy?
I have absolutely no idea.
I wish we could ask if the parents knew that the child is gay.
No, they don't.
They don't? Okay.
They don't.
Yeah, I feel like it's a secret.
No, it is a secret. My parents are really against the idea of homosexuality and I'm gay. Please tell me what I should do. Thank you for this opportunity to put it out on the table. Honestly, I would say, you know what? If your parents aren't comfortable with your sexuality, that is something within them. Okay? Really, that is something within them. If this is who you truly are, if this is who you want to be, who you are, this is how you express yourself, and that's who you are attracted to, that is nobody's fault. There is nothing wrong with that. You are a wonderful person. You are just as positive, just as beautiful, just as wonderful as any other human being on this planet. And your parents need to realize that. So what I would do in this situation, because you asked, please tell me what I would do. What I would do in this situation is I would have a sit down. No, you know what? First of all, I would talk to somebody who you're really, really close to. Somebody who you can actually tell. Start out with, kind of just
who do they trust?
Best friend.
Maybe a close relative.
A teacher, somebody who's close. Cool. A teacher.
Right. Yeah.
A school counselor.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, talk to them and then eventually get it out to your parents.
In some way, maybe they could get help from the teacher or counselor to help them learn how to express what's going on with them.
Totally. Gay but not so okay. That is my advice. I hope we helped.
Yeah, what I see a lot of times, is that there really still is, as much as we like to think we're really open-minded in this society and everything, there's a lot of, there's still a lot of homophobia, and it's difficult, no matter how, enlightened we supposedly are, there's still a lot of people like that. And
right.
I think a lot of parents who have teens, are still fearful. I mean, I have clients who have gay children, and they're still hung up on, oh my God, but I won't have any grandchildren. And it's like, that's, your gay children probably were not asked to be gay.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of times they say, I really wish that I wasn't, so society would accept me more, but this is just what I was born with. And that's the way it is. So we understand and we say, go for your... You can't live your life in the closet.
Right.
You can't live in hiding. You're going to be really a sad human being.
You got to follow your excitement. If that's what makes you excited, go for it.
And I say, you're not alone in this. There's
no kidding. Yeah.
There's plenty people who are not homophobic. They don't dislike...
Totally. Also a big thing that we say on Teen Trends is, get... allow yourself to enter in a group or enter in, something like that, where you can,
group.
A support group where you can relate to other people. Right. We got to move on. Gay but not so okay. Hope we helped you out. Thank you for calling in with your deep, dark secret. We're going to go to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Dear Dave, thank you for letting me anonymously get this off my chest. Well, here it goes. A lot of friends recently have been stealing stuff from clothing stores and CVS, such as clothing stores and CVS. Hmm. Just small things, but I figured if they're getting free stuff and not getting caught, so can I. I've stolen things like lipstick, makeup, a few shirts, and a pair of booty shorts, which, by the way, are really cute.
Oh, my God.
All righty. There
we go.
Thanks for that.
She goes, but that's not the point. The point is I'm stealing, and I feel, or I'm starting to feel really, really guilty. Is it really that bad that I'm stealing the stuff? Thanks, Klepto Chick. Well, Klepto Chick, yes, it is indeed that bad that you are stealing stuff. Think about it like this. Imagine somebody going into your house and stealing a booty shorts that you actually paid for.
Yeah.
Just somebody running into your house, going in your drawer, and stealing a pair of booty shorts.
And your
same
makeup.
Idea. And your makeup and your lipstick.
Jewelry.
Klepto chick, also another thing. Statistics show that, like, a lot of people that steal don't get caught until, you know, like, until they least expect it. Like, they'll steal a bunch of stuff, and then just one random day they think they got it, like, oh, we got this, and then they get caught, and then you get fined, and then you have to hire a lawyer, and you have to go through this, and then, you know,
painful process.
Police, and just, you don't want to do that. And, you know, you sound like an exciting, you know, young girl, considering you're stealing booty shorts and lipstick and makeup. I mean, you know, you're young. Don't mess up your life by stealing stuff. Just don't. And tell your friends, really, like, I think you guys should stop stealing. It's a little bit retarded. Tell your friends to listen to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
I think she needs to pull away from that group that she's with. If she wants to change her lifestyle, she needs to get out of that groove.
Yeah, totally.
There's something about, you know, these people have been an influence on her. What is that gang of teens? one of them just recently was sentenced to jail. Probably the shortest term.
The Blood.
The shortest term. No, they were in Calabasas.
Really? Remember, what? Calabasas gang.
Yeah, I don't know this.
Yeah, they now snuck into... They robbed
I know what
the
you're
houses.
Talking about.
They robbed the houses of the Hollywood something game. They robbed the houses of... they went into
rich,
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, the movie stars, and they stole a bunch of their stuff.
Right.
I remember hearing about that.
Right.
Anyway, I just want to write... I want to say to this listener, you got to think about really, truly getting caught. When I worked in a clinic with teens and young adults,
right,
and a couple of them they were stealing for drugs as well, but they got caught stealing. They went to jail. They went to juvie for a long time, and then they went into adult jail because then they turned 18.
Right.
But you know, this is the problem: is like it's also a moral thing. I mean, guilt.
Totally.
You know, morally, taking from someone stealing is stealing. It's immoral.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
That's just my opinion.
Just
and
learn
for something
from
like
mistake.
Booty shorts, it's like, really? Like, really?
You can pay for that. You can pay for that.
Get some therapy. Why you need to steal? Is it about your friends, or is it because you need to take something from society and get away from it?
Well, kleptos are a little
She just got with the groove. You know, learn from this mistake. You're good.
It's
you're fine.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just don't do it anymore. You'll feel better, and you'll learn. The guilt will go away. You'll feel much better. Everybody will be happy. You'll learn from the mistake. It will never happen again.
Right?
You're out of that situation. There's no chance of getting caught. 0% getting caught, percent of getting caught.
Right.
I would go with the zero, honestly.
True that.
Just saying. It'll cost you more in the end.
Yeah. And just to let everybody know, we got about four more anonymous emails, but unfortunately we have run out of time on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm so sorry.
We'll do it next time.
Anonymous emails, of course.
It was fun.
We will have this next time. Maybe we'll start it on a little thing on Teen Trends where you can anonymously email, because we got a lot of emails and I think people like it a lot.
Hell,
so,
I might do it.
Xavier's going to do it.
I might do it. It sounds like you can really I'll do it anonymously over the mic.
Totally. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Xander. And, of course, thank you, Dr.
No
Michelle.
Yo.
It has been a pleasure. And just to let everybody know, you can reach TylerSeanPalmer@gmail.com. Let her know what you thought of his song. And if you guys want to put your song on the air live, you can do so. TeenTrendsWithDaveAndFriends@gmail.com. Thanks for everything. Have a wonderful, beautiful, exciting Sunday. Bye-bye.
See you.
Adios.
Seeing flash.